parang malungkot yung tono ng kanta. At yan ay karakteristik ng mga awitin ni Ann Steele. And if you know what she has gone through, you will understand. One day before her wedding, her fiancé drowned. Pero makikita niyo pa rin sa kanyang mga awitin na bagamat nandun yung bigat ay tumitingin siya sa kanyang Panginoon. At nakita natin yan sa inawit natin ngayon, when sin and fears prevailing rise, ay tumitingin pa rin siya sa kanyang Panginoon. A real challenge for Christians in times that many things are being explained psychologically. So itong isang hamon ito na dapat nating harapin. And this month, for the remaining weeks of this month, following yung ating pag-aaral ng equality ethics, ay tinatawag ko itong psychology ethics. Ethics should be characterized or should be defined by morality. Ito yung subject na dapat ay ought. Hindi lang what is, but rather what ought. That's ethics. However, because of psychology, many ethical concerns are now being translated into a psychology issue. Yan ang nangyayari. At yan ang titingnan natin sa tatlong installment ng ating pag-aaral. Psychology, are we against psychology? Of course not. Yan ang symbol ng psychology. That's the Greek letter psi. Kaya't makikita ninyo na ito ay nakalagay sa utak, sa isipan. At yan ang sinasabi nila na ginagawa ng psychology. And therefore, we believe that psychology is a valid academic discipline. It is the study of human behavior. The formal definition from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary is the science of mind and behavior. The study of mind and behavior in relation to a particular field of knowledge or activity. So, hindi tayo laban sa psychology mismo. Kung meron ditong ang kurso ay psychology, huwag kang mag-regret na ba't ba itong nakuha-kuha kong course. I know Christians, very serious Christians and reformed in their theology who studied psychology, and they are able to use yung kanilang pinag-aralan as a good tool para sa kanilang mga ibang ginagawa. So I also believe that psychology is a helpful tool in analyzing human problems, searching for solutions. Maraming mga bagay ang maitutulong sa atin ng psychology, maipapaliwanag bakit nagiging ganito ang behavior, pagkilos, pag-iisip o mga damdamin ng iba't ibang tao sa iba't ibang pagkakataon. And so, again, let me stress, I accept psychology as a valid academic discipline. It is a helpful tool, maglaking tulong, nakasangkapan para sa maraming problema ng sangkatauhan at magagamit natin sa iba't ibang mga larangan. However, having said that, I am also prepared to say that psychology is today widely used or abused to explain away human guilt and responsibility. Binabaha tayo ng maraming mga kung ano-anong psychological explanation. Yung dating nakikita mo ang bata na sutil, naughty, masuwayin, at gusto mong igawad sa kanya, the old-fashioned way of discipline as the Bible teaches us. Pero sasabihin sa iyo, ang problema ng anak mo ay attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, mapapangangang ka na lang na pag-aaralan natin yan. There are valid explanations na may kinalaman dyan, but in what way they can be abused. Merong mga ayaw ng pinapagawa ng mga Kristiyano na self-examination. Tawag nila roon ay morbid introspection. At marami pang mga psychological na mga bagay ang nangyayari na dati morality issue, ngayon psychology issue. Dati ay responsibility, ngayon ay you expect that of him because psychologically he is made that way. May dalawang paraan kung paano ang psychology ay nagagamit in a way that is abusive in terms of explaining away ethics. Marami pang paraan, pero dito ako tututok sa dalawang ito. Ang isa ay individualization. Parang sinasabi nila, well, wala kang magagawa, this is just me. That's how I am built up psychologically. So ganyan ang sinasabi nila, at makikita natin yan sa iba't ibang kaparaanan. Ang dati na diin ng kasulatan is the commonality. of all men, whatever the individuality, and we accept individuality, hindi natin tinatanggihan yan. May pagkakanya-kanya tayo in terms ng mga personalidad at iba't iba pang mga bagay na saganang atin, personalidad, temperament. So there are certain things that are individual to us. Yet the approach of scriptures more commonly is what is general of all men, what is common to all, the commonality that joins us together as mankind and as sinners. So individualization, ang ikalawa ay victimization. Something else or someone else is to blame. Sa ganyang paraan, ay mailalayo nila, makakaiwas sila, they can duck, so to speak, makakailag sila sa dapat ay responsibilidad nila, dapat ay sila ang guilty, dapat sila ang may pananagutan, pero hahawiin nila yan at iilagan sa pagsasabing may dahilan bakit ako ganito, may dahilan bakit nagawa ko ito. Ito ay dahil sa biktima ako. So sa una, individualization, this is just me, you cannot unmake me. And the other is victimization, something else is to blame. So sa dalawang kaparaanan na yan, makikita natin how psychology is being used and abused to explain away responsibility, to skirt guilt, parang ilagan ang pananagutan sa mga ginagawa natin. Tingnan natin ito halimbawa sa usapin ng depression. Here is a psychologist's description of depression. That's the worst thing about depression. A human being can survive almost anything as long as she sees the end in sight. But depression is so insidious and it compounds daily that it's impossible to ever see the end. The fog is like a cage without a key. That's Elizabeth Wardzell. So yan ang hirap sa kanya ng depression. At ang nangyayari ay nagiging paliwanag kung bakit huwag mo siyang asahan na maging responsable sa dapat niyang gawin. Depressed siya eh. So depression is one of those things that can often be used to explain away responsibility and to skirt one's accountability and guilt. So that is depression. Now, meron ba talagang depression? Of course, we can speak of it as the general feeling of being down, a sense of hopelessness, anxiety, or even guilt, o yung sinabi ni Ann Steele kanina, sins and fears prevailing rise. We all experience that, whether human, as Christian, nararanasan natin yung ma-depress sa iba't ibang kadahilanan. Maaring sa kadahilanan ng ating heredity, sa kadahilanan ng chemical imbalance, prolonged stress, life changes, at nagiging iba-iba rin ang response natin sa depression. Merong lagi na lang umiiyak, lagi na lang naka-isolate sa sarili niya. Meron namang nagkakaroon ng eating disorder, ayaw kumain. May iba naman, kabaligtaran, kapag depressed, ay nananaba kasi kain ang kain. So yan yung nangyayari, ang sari-saring manifestation ng depression. Ang pinakaseryoso ay case ng suicidal thoughts, tendencies. At maraming mga suicide ay sa kadahilanan ng depression. At isang bagay ito na dapat nating seryosohin. Kapag ang isang tao nagsasabi sa iyo, malungkot siya, nabibigatan siyang lubha, and then he or she is thinking of taking his or her life. Ayon sa pag-aaral, 20% of those who said they want to take their lives actually did. So, seryosohin natin kapag may nagsasabi ng iniisip niya ang magpatiwakal, it can be something very serious. So, yan ang nangyayari sa depression, iba't ibang mga kadahilanan, iba't ibang mga response. Now, anong dahilan niyan? Now, this is the psychological explanation. The psychological approach is to say that depression is an attack on one's self-esteem. So, we are now going into a big thing as far as psychology is concerned. since this self-esteem concept has been developed, almost everything is now being explained in terms of lack or lack of self-esteem. Kapag may mga problema, lahat, makikita natin yan, even criminal behavior is explained as lack of self-esteem. At yan ang tingnan natin ngayon, itong idea ng self-esteem, because psychologists say that a person becomes depressed when his self-esteem is under attack. And therefore, the way to solve one's depression is to refresh one's self-esteem. So tingnan natin itong concept ng self-esteem na developed yan sa very popular pyramid of motivations ni Abraham Maslow. Sa pyramid ni Abraham Maslow, makikita nyo from the base to the peak of the triangle ay pataas lang pataas ng mga motivations and needs. Ang pinaka-basic, of course, is the physiological, yung pang-survival, pangkatawan, like breathing, we need food, etc. So lahat yan ay mga pangangailangan pangkatawan na kailangan ng bawat isa upang mag-survive. Then you have safety needs such as security, etc. Then you have the need to belong, the need for love, so such as friendship, family. And then dyan papasok ngayon ang esteem, the need for self-esteem, and including confidence, achievement. So this is the idea then. Ang idea is, this is one of those big things in the human makeup that he needs self-esteem. Kapag inatake mo yung kanyang self-esteem, ay magkakaproblema siya. Kaya marami sa mga psychological approaches ay patungkol sa pagtataas ng self-esteem ng isang tao. Kabilang na sa depression, paano mo itataas ang kanyang self-esteem? And so we come to two approaches. This approach by Sigmund Freud. But Sigmund Freud from 1856 to 1939, he is considered the father of psychoanalysis. He popularized yung alam natin na ayo pa rin. He popularized the idea of the psychiatrist treating his patient by making him sit on the couch or lie down on the couch, and in that relaxed atmosphere, magtatanong siya, and alam niyo, iba't ibang approaches dyan, Rogerian, Skinnerian, etc. Hindi ko na kayo papaguri ng mga approaches na yun. Pero the idea is, there is a method in order to kindle the person's self-esteem. At ang naging idea ni Sigmund Freud ay, sa kanyang psychoanalysis, bawat isa ay may tatlong component sa kanyang psycho makeup, so to speak. The id ay yung desire, yung gusto na natin. Siya yung nagsasabing gusto ko na ito, whether it's pagkain or whatever it is, pleasure, I want it now. But yung ego, yan yung kumbaga decision maker, I need to do a bit of planning to get it, sabi niya. And then the super ego, yan daw yung mga itinuro sa atin ng lipunan, ng mga magulang, ng mga bawal, palaging bawal. So the result is a repressed personality. And when a person is repressed, that's the beginning ng kanyang mga psychological problems. Ang naging solution ni Sigmund Freud is release the id. Don't suppress it. Para magkaroon ka ng kalayaan sa iyong buhay, tanggalin mo yung mga pumipigil na mga itinuro sa iyo, repressions, etc. At yan ang naging solusyon para kay Sigmund Freud. Para sa kanya, lahat ng yan ay mga guilt na ipinakarga sa iyo ng simbahan, ng eskwelahan, ng lipunan, magulang, at iba't iba pa. Ang paraan para makatakas ka riyan ay tanggalin mo yan at palayain mo yung sarili. So he is making guilt something that is psychological. Your guilt is simply your psychological problem. That's not what the Bible says. What is guilt? Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. What does that show? Guilt is your status before God. It's not your psychological makeup. Hindi yan feeling guilty. Ganyan tayo magsalita tungkol sa guilty. Nakaka-guilty naman. Ang ibig sabihin ng nating nakaka-guilty, nararamdaman ko yung parang ako'y nabibintangan. We make a psychology of it. In the Bible, guilt is your status, legal status. Halimbawa, ang isang huwes ay gumawa ng sentensya. Nakatayo si Jinggoy. Tapos, sa Sandigan Bayan, at sinabi ng huwes na guilty. At magsisigaw si Jinggoy, gumawa siya ng speech, press release. Sabi niya, I am not guilty. Yun ang sinasabi niya, pero ang status na niya, siya ay guilty. O sa usapin ng batas, convict. Ngayon siya ay accused. Pag sinabi na ng batas ng huwes, guilty, ano pa man ang sabihin niya, sa harap ng batas, may status na siya na convict. Guilty. Ganyan tayo. Ganyan ang guilt. Hindi ito psychological makeup. It is your status as a sinner before God, whether you feel it or not, whether you admit it or not, whether you resist it or not. The fact of guilt is that it is a legal status. Ginawaran na tayo, sinintensyahan na tayo ng batas na tayo ay may sala. So yan ang isang approach, ang Freudian psychoanalysis. Ang ikalawang approach ay yung tinatawag na modern codependency movement. So ang sinasabi naman yan, ikaw ay victim. In fact, everybody is a victim. Ang dahilan ng problema mo, here categorized as persecutor, ay siya rin biktima kasi, kaya yan ang trato niya sa iyo. Ang kailangan mo ngayon ay isang katulad mo na nakakaalam ng ganyang problema at siguro ay nakawala na sa ganung problema. Yan ngayon ang codependent. So everyone becomes a victim in the end, but the point still is the way to solve your depression or whatever it is causing it ay hanapin mo yung persecutor mo. Now, that persecutor may be a parent, it may be an institution, it may be an employer, it may be a sibling, it may be a situation, but whatever it is, meron kang dahilan sa iyong pagka-depress. Hindi yan dahil sa iyo. Dahil merong pwedeng sisihin. At para makatakas ka riyan, ay kumuha ka ng mga makakasama mo. At halimbawa, pinaka-popular dyan ay ang Alcoholics Anonymous. So yan yung mga, ang approach ay support groups. Alam niyo yung Alcoholics Anonymous, yung mga problema ay alcoholism, magsasama-sama sila. At ang mangyayari doon ay pag nagpakilala ang isa na sabi niya ang kanyang pangalan, ay tatanggapin siya ng buong grupo. At yung sense na tinatanggap siya ng buong grupo, na kapwa rin niyang may mga problema sa alcoholism, ay nagbibigay ng affirmation sa kanya. Kayo yung dating siguro dahil sa alcoholism niya, napagsasabihin siya ng asawa niya, ng magulang niya, lagi nilang bintang ang naririnig niya, lalong nalululong siya sa kanyang problema dahil sa bintang at mga naging. Ngayon, pumasok siya sa support group. Ang maririnig niya yung affirmation, magre-recover ngayon ng kanyang self-esteem. So yan ang approach ng codependency movement. Overcome depression through support groups for mutual affirmation. And my response to this is that this approach has replaced the view that we are sinners in need of redemption with a concept of the true self or the child within. So isang Kristiyanong psychologist ang nag-expose ng ganitong kamalian. Edward Welch is the director of Christian Counseling and Educational Foundation. He's a licensed psychologist, but he's a Christian and reformed in his conviction. At ang kanyang sinabi, beyond explicitly offering a pantheistic religion, pantheism is the belief that all are gods. Laging kahit na sino ay matatawag nating Diyos. That's pantheism. Beyond explicitly offering a pantheistic religion, much of the literature, that is of the codependency movement, concentrates on this, quote, true self or inner child as possessing two essential qualities. It is good. It is needy. So ang ginagawa ng codependency movement ay ibinabalik ka sa iyong true self. At yung true self na yun, ikaw yung mabuting yun. pinasama ka ng iyong alcoholism dahil sa bintang ng marami. Ngayon, pag nasa support group ka, with your codependence ay ma-affirm ka at ang mangyayari ay babalik ka sa iyong true self. Babalik ka sa inner child na mabuti at problema lang ay nangangailangan. And I say that this is, again, skirting the problem by standing on imagined goodness rather than admitting one's depravity. At ang sabi ng salita ng Diyos, you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. This is the description of the unconverted life before the regenerate life from the spirit. Ano ang tao? Hindi inner child, hindi true self. Ang sinabi ay nasa kadiliman, nasa kapangyarihan ng prinsipe ng kadiliman, anak ng hindi pagsunod. Yan ang kanyang kalagayan, kaya makikita natin na malayo ito sa sinasabi ng salita ng Diyos, ang codependency movement. So, by way of theological propositions, the biblical teachings challenge psychological premises. Dalawang gusto kong kuning teaching. Una, selfishness is sinful. It is not personality. Yung sinabi kanina, this is me, and if that is you as selfish, then it is you as sinful. So selfishness is sinful, it is not personality. Itong sinabi ng 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 and 2, know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, etc. So hinanay ang mga iba't ibang uri ng kasalanan at ang pinakainuna, self-loving, lovers of themselves, or selfishness. It is not considered a personality. What psychology has done is justify selfishness with psychological language. It has blurred the common human condition by overstress on individuality. And that is not the approach of the scriptures. Ang nangyayari, sinasabi niya, tanggapin ako ng lahat dahil ganito ako. Take, for example, one psychologist, Melody Beattie, in her book, Codependent No More, sinabi niya, we can cherish ourselves and our lives. We can nurture and love ourselves. We can accept our wonderful selves with all our faults, foibles, strong points, weak points, feelings, thoughts, and everything else. It's the best thing we've got going for us. It's who we are and who we're meant to be. And it's not a mistake. We are the greatest thing that will ever happen to us. Believe it, it makes life much easier and much more sinful, much more selfish. Rather than accepting this student be me, because I am a fallen, depraved rebel against God's law, and what I need is the redemptive work of a Savior, ang pinapaano sa'yo, tanggapin mong sarili mo at mahilig mo, madalas mong maririnig yung unconditional acceptance. The acceptance of God is not unconditional. It is dependent upon your union with Christ. Kaya pag naririnig mo yung unconditional acceptance, unconditional love, magandang pakinggan, masarap sa tainga, pero un-Christian. Because the way for us to be accepted by God, Ephesians 1:6, is in the Beloved. So yan ang maliwanag na tinuturo ng salita ng Diyos. At the scriptures underscore the sinful condition that is true of all. Itong pinipilit na ako ito, this is what is me, tanggapin mo. Ang diin ng scripture ay ano ang lahat. At ano ang lahat according to Romans chapter 3. For there is no difference. Walang pagkakaiba. O totoong may pagkakaiba-iba individually, personality, temperament. But ultimately, in the eyes of God, everybody sitting here, everybody out there, there is no difference. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So ang diin ay ang pagkakapare-pareho natin. Ephesians. Again, kung tinuloy natin yung binasa natin kanina, again, among whom also we once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, etc. Again, the last underscored portion, just as the others. So where psychology will insist, tanggapin mo sarili mo, ganyan ka talaga, mabuti ka, maaring may problema, may hang-ups, pero mabuti kang tao, para kang bata lang. Ang sabi ng salita ng Diyos, pare-pareho tayo na makasalanan at nasa ilalim ng parusa ng kautusan. And Philippians 2:3-7, ang palitan natin, ang ipalit natin sa self-esteem is esteem for God and others. Ganito ang Kristiyano dapat. Again, I'll just read the underscored portion. Let each esteem others better than himself. Look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. At sino ang pinakahuwaran niyan? The Lord Jesus, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He was not self-absorbed. He had the right to, because sabi riyan, he was equal with God. But he was not so self-absorbed that he thought of how he could be a savior of sinners. So yan ang pinapatulad sa atin na dapat na mangyari, at ito'y dapat na mangyari sa iglesia. Ang ikalawang katuruan, mind over behavior, not emotion. Ito ang solusyon sa depression. Pag depressed ka, huwag kang bumigay sa depression mo. May alam ka, pairalin mo yung nalalaman mo kesa dun sa nararamdaman mo. Yan ang dapat na malaman natin. Eh ang nangyari sa psychology ay ipipilit yung ano yung iniisip niyang karapatan ko. Yan ang nangyari sa psychology. Tingnan niyo itong isang book ng isang psychologist, si Charles Whitfield, ay sumulat ng Healing the Child Within, at ang nilista niya 37 karapatan. Eh, hindi ko naman malilista lahat yun. Pumili ako ng 3. I have a right to say no to anything. When I feel I am not ready, it is unsafe or it violates my values. I have a right to make decisions based on my feelings, my judgment, or any reason that I choose. I have the right to be happy. Can you sense the total self-absorption of these sentences? Puro ako. So, yan ang ginagawa ng psychology. Duty and responsibility have yielded to rights and expectation. Palitan natin yan. The Christian attitude must change self-esteem with self-denial. Matthew 16, Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. So instead of self-esteem, ang prinsipyong pinapaira lang mana ng palataya ay self-denial. And from self-denial, dito natin tatalunin ang emosyon. During the foot washing, Jesus washed the disciples' feet, and then tinuro niya na ito ang paglilingkod, and then look at how he capped his teaching during the foot washing. Sinabi niya, if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Now, yung blessed dyan, you can translate as happy. So, when does happiness come? You know these things, do them, then you can be happy. Hindi sinabing, when you're happy, do them. No, when you know them, do them, then you can be happy. Pero pag inuna natin, happy muna ako, gusto ko happy kayo, yung kumpanya ni Trile, kung inuna natin, happy ako, bago ko gawin, it's reversing the Christian principle. And may I say, this is the problem of immaturity. Those who will pray only when they feel like praying, they will never pray consistently. Those who have their meditation on the word only when they feel like doing it, they will never be consistent with their meditation. And you can add other duties, whether parenting or trabaho, you will never be consistent at it and excellent until you learn to do it no matter how you feel, because it is the right thing to do. And I tell you, that's maturity. So psychology is being abused in this way. Not that psychology itself is wrong, but it is being abused in this way that we are being taught to be selfish, we are being taught to be emotion-oriented rather than to stand above our emotion. Therefore, let us exercise confidence in Scripture's ability to minister to depression. And that's one way to deal with your own depression. Darating at darating yan, pero the way to handle it is by way of letting the mind rule your behavior, not your emotion. Any question? Any thoughts you'd like to share? Any depressed people who would like to seek counsel? Glenn.
Pastor, yung washing of feet pa, Pastor, bakit hindi na pinapractice yun? Or pinipreach natin yun, pero ano ba ang implication?
Well, it's the culture's way to show servanthood. Kasi during those days, siyempre naglalakad ka sa lansangan, most are not in concrete, most are dusty, and you use sandals. Pagdating mo sa bahay, ang requirement ng hospitality is to meet the guest by washing his feet. And servants did that. Now, hindi na kailangan may katumba siya ngayon na washing of feet pa rin. There are other ways of showing servanthood other than beyond the culture's, the ancient culture's way of doing it. You can serve him food but the whole point here is the attitude. The attitude of servanthood in whatever way you show it. Ang sabi ni Jesus, if you know them, you will be happy if you do them. Hindi do them when you're happy. Happiness comes by doing what you know. That's the principle. Carol.
Pastor, siguro Pastor, yun sa psychology, yung sinasabi nyo nga, it focuses more on the self, yung esteeming oneself. Ang nangyayari, Pastor, kapag ganun yung approach din, especially in dealing with depression, nawawala na yung, kasi diba, ang ano is, napakaganda na lalong makita natin na whatever happens to us, anumang sitwasyon natin, it happens because God is in control of everything. And yung manner on how we will face it will be through the help of God. So, at saka Pastor, yung if we look at it as kaya tayo nagkaganito because we will always look for ways kung ano yung naging source, bakit tayo naging ganun, and then shift the blame to others or other circumstances rather than focusing on our own responsibility. It could be sin, it could be yung pagkakamali talaga natin. Kaya, at saka Pastor, yung we all know the pattern as totally depraved na maaring because of the consequence we were faced with our wrongdoings, but maaring remorse tayo for now because of the consequences. We may resolve to change, we may feel the guilt for a while, but if we have not really looked at our sin before our holy God or our God whom we are accountable to, babalik at we all know na babalik ulit tayo doon. The resolution may just be for a time, but eventually, kung hindi natin ina-acknowledge yung kasalanan natin before our Creator, babalik ulit tayo sa sinfulness natin. And lalong hindi natin makikita ang kakailanganan natin ng isang tagapagligtas na magbabago ng puso natin. Kasi ang kailangan po talaga sa mga ganun is yung pagbabago ng puso even at times when we are depressed. Because if we know that someone is really in control of everything, mas lalo nating ma-appreciate yung kagandahan ng attributes ng ating Diyos na even during negative things that will happen in our life, our God is our God of comfort and He allows it for a very good purpose.
Okay, you deal with sin, and sin, until dealt with, can always rear its head in other ways. Kapag hindi mo dinil yung sinful heart. So sabi nga nila, the heart of change is the change of heart. You change it, and that's where you deal with sins in your lives. Ang nangyayari sa psychology, kukonsulta ng psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist might say, you have had a bad childhood, you were treated bad, etc., etc. So you feel bad about yourself, and so you go through sessions until you feel good about yourself. You know, the Christian's treatment is tell the person not that he feels bad about himself, you're bad, period. You're bad. But for bad people, I have a Savior. He saves bad people, and He really saves them. Good. Whereas sabihin mo, you feel bad because of your childhood, how can I change my childhood? It will always be a permanent fact of life. You can never change that anymore. So ano, go through the sessions, which are expensive, by the way, whereas I am offering grace that is free from a Savior of bad people like you and me. Other thoughts? Josiah.
Pastor, nag-take kasi ako ng psychology before na course sa Diliman. First question ko ay, how much should we accept from what psychology teaches us? Kasi doon, nag-report kasi ako sa depression and suicide. And yung sa psychology, more on medical psychology side, they attribute it to certain chemical imbalances na kapag may pinakita kasi sa aming mga research and experiments na medyo valid naman yung claims nila. Like for example, sa criminals, generally, the more heinous the crime, the more certain imbalances are parang predictable or measured. How much are we going to believe from that kind of reasoning? And yung second, yung parang related rin doon, parang how much should we attribute to the, kunwari, environment or to the circumstances we are in to give reasoning or parang consideration when dealing with depression. Kasi may nabasa kasi akong libro recently. Medyo popular siya na libro na yung main character, parang yung isang character nag-suicide and ina-attribute niya yung claim to different people na parang nag-compound yung kanyang situation that led to her suicide.
Well, certainly, as I put sa ating handout, may factors ang chemical makeup ng inyong katawan, may factor ang environment, may factor ang mga people around you, etc. But at the end of the day, when it comes to a issue of morality, for a normal, meaning we're talking of a normal thinking person, he is responsible to God. So isang normal person, alisin muna natin yung organically damaged. What determines what? Is it the brain that determines the mind, or the mind that determines the brain? Are we thinking the way we do because of chemical imbalances, or do chemical imbalances happen because the way we think? And I think the primacy of the mind and the brain being its physical mechanism should be upheld. Because Philippians 4:8 says, whatever things are pure, etc., sinabi, think on these things. A matter of responsibility with one's thinking. In the case nga na talagang may organic damage, it's another thing. There must be some organic, surgical ways of addressing those problems. Pero yung pinag-usapan natin, the normal person, who is not organically damaged, meaning physical, he should be made to answer for his deeds, his behavior. I was watching last night yung Criminal Investigation Channel, and there was this particular case na talagang heinous, at mag-asawa pa, they would abduct girls and brutalize. And ang nangyayari, ang pinag-uusapan doon, yun ba'y born that way. And I beg to disagree. I believe that they should be made to answer for their criminal behavior. We'll talk more about crimes in the third installment, but ang position na dapat nating tindigan dito, for normal people, they are answerable for their moral behavior, not because of chemical things. Yes, Paul.
Pastor, following that argument, would it be stretching it further if you say that a Christian can deal with depression better? Or should we say that, or even if we stretch it further, should we say that there's no reason for a Christian to feel depressed?
Well, as sinabi ko kanina, we all will go through depression. We have the people of God in the Old Testament, Elijah, David, they had their depressive moments. But the point is, there are ways for Christians not to be overcome by their depression. There are strong reasons for believers not to yield to sin just because they are depressed. There are strong reasons why Christians should continue to do their duty even in times that they are depressed. So that's all I'm saying. I'm never claiming that a Christian should never be depressed. I mean, you're not a normal person if you're never depressed. But a Christian should not need not be overcome by depression to the point of helplessness, irresponsibility, or immorality. So you have Psalm 23. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. John.
Following yung question ni Josiah, I've heard it said that, I've heard some pictures attribute na the fallenness of humanity. It may be possible that yung chemical imbalances and so such things can be attributed to the fallenness of humanity. How would you comment on that?
Well, if you mean there are our physical infirmities are because we are fallen men, that's correct to say. Pero to say that our sinfulness is justifiable or explicable by physical infirmities, I beg to disagree. But fallenness means that Adam's fall is imputed to all humanity. That's what makes us fallen. The Adamic reality of representation and original sin. Pero hindi chemical imbalances ang explanation ng pagkamakasalanan natin. Other thoughts? G.
Sa hospice po, halos lahat ng patient namin doon, depressed. So,
sure.
Because of hopelessness. Kasi hindi na sila gagaling eh. So, saan sila? It's but an opportunity para sa isang Kristiyano na kahit papano, bigyan mo sila ng hope na after death, there's still life. Mapaniwala mo sila na ang buhay nila pagkatapos ng cancer is meron pa rin nag-iintay na Kristo. So, I was reading this book entitled O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. So, meron ditong doctor na Kristiyano. So, ang approach niya sa mga patient niya is binibigyan pa rin niya ng gamot pagka in deep depression kasi hindi naman pwedeng basta magpakamatay na lang yan. Although, statistically, maraming lalaki talagang nadidepress. Maraming nagpapakamatay ng mga lalaki kaysa mga babae. And yung either na magpakamatay sila o mabaliw sila. So, yung family support is kailangan talaga doon na ikaw yung nakakakita sa kaanak mo, kapatid mo, asawa mo. Kung ito'y hindi na naliligo isang buwan, hindi mo mapaliguan ang asawa mo, abay, huwag mo nang pagalitan at susunod noon, magpapakamatay na yon. So, ang mga doctors naman natin, hindi naman lalo kung Kristiyano, sabay nilang sasabihin yon, ito ang pangako ng Panginoon, ito ang mga promises na binigay na sa kanyang salita. And then, kasama noon yung pagturok niya ng gamot na pagka ikay hindi na natutulog sa gabi, ay susunod noon, baka mabaliw na. So bibigyan pa rin niya ng antidepressant o pampatulog, either kung ano man yon, ay matuto sana tayo na tignan yung family member natin kung ano ang changes na nangyayari sa kanya. So we could approach the pastor and then magpa-consult pa rin tayo sana sa isang medical doctor na Kristiyano.
Okay, thank you, G. And certainly, yung multifaceted na pag-approach sa ganung mga situation, medical, family support, but yung point na sinabi ni Gina, kailangan nila ng hope. And isn't that the Christian's turf? Who excels better than the Christian hope? Because the Christian hope is such that it can stare death to the face and still hope. Philippians 1:19, sinabi ni Paul, though whether by life or by death, hinaharap niya yung trial which could decide his fate. And he said, whether by life or by death, Christ shall be magnified in me. So who has a better way of handling the issue of hope than the believer? So there is, andito ang Kristiyano, dapat may matutunan natin ang paraan sa pagdeal sa mga depressed people. But one of those things nga is their need for hope. And no matter the situation, the Christian can offer hope. O yan nga sa head text natin, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. So we can address even ourselves in our times of depression. Any last thoughts? Tita Beth.
Magtatanong lang po ako.
Sige po.
Kasi po, sa totoo lang, ako'y stress na stress. Nadidepress ako, pero tama po ba na sabihin ko lang na dasalin sa Lord na kayo na po ang bahala? Yun lang ang sinasabi ko, kayo na po ang bahala, Lord. Kasi po, kayo ang nakakaalam kung alin ang, kung sino ang tama at kung sino ang mali. Yun lang po ang dinadasal ko. Tama po ba yun?
Ang tinatanong niyo po ay sitwasyon ng conflict, ganun po ba? May conflict. So, tama, sino tama, sino ang mali?
Tama po ba na ipamahala ko na lang kay Lord na sabihin kong kayo na po ang bahala?
Sa unang banda, kailangan tiyakin natin kung sino ang tama at sino ang mali.
Kaya nga po, hindi ko lang po alam yun eh.
Doon tayo nangangailangan ng pagpapayo sa mas makakapaghatol kung sino ang tama o mali, mas objective na pagtitimbang. Pero tama rin na ipagpaubaya sa Panginoon ang mga mangyayari pa, at ang pinaka napakahalaga doon ay siguruhin ninyo na kayo ay nasa tamang katayuan sa relasyon sa Diyos.
Kasi wala po namang nakakaalam kung sino ang tama o mali, kundi ang Panginoon Diyos. Kahit po ako, hindi po alam kung tama ako o mali ako. O ganun din yung aking kinaiinisan. Kaya pinapaubaya ko na lang kay Lord. Tama po ba yun?
Sa isang banda, tama po na ipaubaya natin sa Panginoon. Sa ikalawa, ay may paraan para malaman sino ang tama o sino ang mali. Hindi pwedeng bahala na lang Panginoon. Kasi kung tayo ang mali, kailangan baguhin natin. May paraan na malaman sino ang tama at sino ang mali. At ikatlo, hindi tayo dapat mabuhay sa pagkainis sa tao, yung tinatawag na bitterness, resentment. Huwag tayo mabuhay sa ganun dahil bukod sa nakaka-consume ng espiritu, ay masama rin sa kalusugan. Kaya, yun po ang tatlo. Maari nating ipagtagubilin sa Diyos, pero may paraan para malaman sino ang tama at mali. Kumukay ng mga magpapayo at huwag mabuhay sa nananahan na pagkainis o pagkagalit sa kapwa.
Thank you. Salamat po.
Meron pa last thoughts. John.
Na-mention niyo, Pastor, yung parang dangers dun sa codependency na movement. How would you differentiate, say, the cult dependency movement to people who see the church that way, as parang support groups, and what should people in the church watch out for so that they don't just sink into parang support group?
Big difference. Ang sinasabi support group sa codependency movement ay tayo, pare-pareho tayo may problema sa alcoholism. And I affirm you, may pare-pareho tayong problema sa anger management, support group. And I affirm you, even though you're alcoholic, angry, etc., well, that's not what the church is. We are all sinners, but we all seek to be holy. We all seek to be like the Lord Jesus. And we are under a rule, the rule of the Lord Jesus as a church. In the case ng support groups like Alcoholics Anonymous, mag-aano yan ang mga affirmation even though sin is clearly undealt with. And that's not the way Christians love one another. Love does not rejoice in iniquity. Meron pa?
Pastor, may mga kwento kahit nung araw pa na pag may mga family ng mga depressed.
Family parang, ng mga depressed.
Oo, parang may lahi, terminal lahi. Yung sa ginamit niyo dito ay hereditary yung factor. At di syempre, very negative yung tingin doon ng mga hindi member ng family. To the extent, for example, na halimbawa isang lalaki na involved sa isang relationship sa miyembro ng family na yon, i-dissuade yung lalaki dahil ay may lahi yung mga yan ng ganyan. So, sa konteksto naman na Kristiyano yung lalaki, for example, how should he deal sa mga ganitong kaso? Kasi sa mga Western countries, yung mga medical cases, and including yung mga ganito, malaking factor sa consideration, for example, kung mag-aasawa or...
Well, isinama ko yung heredity as among the various causes of depression. Pwedeng mangyari nga na ito ay nagmaging characteristic ng family, whether because of genetic consideration at iba pa. Pero para sa Kristiyano, meron tayong pangharap sa ganyang bagay. Maaring nanggaling siya sa ganung pamilya, but when he is converted, he should be able to overcome the natural tendency to depression. At huwag natin ituring ito na because it's family character, it cannot be resolved if it is a matter that grace can resolve. So sana mayroon tayong mga paraan na bilang Kristiyano, may kadahilanan tayo na huwag padala. Hindi natin maiwasan ng depression. It may be because of circumstances, some changes that happen in life, or even physical condition. Daraan at daraan tayo sa mga ganong mga panahon ng panlulumo, pero kaya nating pagtagumpayan ang mga bagay na yan sa pamamagitan ng biyaya ng ating Panginoon. Huwag tayong bumigay sa psychological excuse and justification. May paraan para harapin natin yung sarili natin, pananagutan natin, at kagaya ng sinabi ko kanina, very important yung what the mind knows translate into behavior, and then happiness will come afterwards. That's the way of maturity. Let's close in prayer. Dakila naming Diyos at mabuting Ama, nagpapasalamat kami sa mga pinag-aralan namin ngayon sa usapin ng psychology, which is a valid academic discipline, a helpful tool in dealing with human problems, ngunit malimit ay naabuso at nagiging kasangkapan para iwasan ang responsibilidad, iwasan ang pananagutan, and help us, Lord, to refresh the biblical teaching that guilt is our status, yet dealt with through the cross of Christ in justification. Sana, Panginoon, ay mangusap ka sa mga naritong hindi pa humaharap sa kanilang katayuang may sala sa harap ng iyong batas, at makita nila kay Jesucristo ang tanging sagot. At sa aming mga hinaharap ng mga usaping panlulumo, kung saan ang psychology ay nag-aalok ng mga paraan ng pagtakas, pagharap sa sarili bilang biktima, At nawa, Panginoon, sa mga bagay na ito ay makita namin na kami ay binigyan mo ng isip upang siyang umiral sa aming pagkilos, sa aming mga gawain at hindi ang aming emosyo. Naway makita rin namin na ang pagkamakasarili ay kasalanan, hindi personalidad. Tulungan mo kami sa mga aplikasyon nito, sa mga susunod pang mga linggo, at naway mas lumago kami sa aming karunungan sa pagharap sa ganitong mga suliranin para sa ikapupuri ng aming Panginoon na tagapagligtas. Panalangin namin ito sa pangalan lamang ng aming Panginoong Hesukristo. Amen.